You're listening to BitTalk, a podcast about Bitcoin, money, freedom, and the ideas that matter. If you're getting value from the show, like, follow, and subscribe. It helps more people find this content and helps spread Bitcoin.
Hey, I'm Lauren, and welcome to BitTalk. Today we're looking at inflation that won't quit. Core PCE stuck above 3%, and what that means for anyone who wants to protect their savings. No price predictions, just operational steps grounded in Austrian economics and Bitcoin's fixed supply.
I'm Mike, and I'm here for the signal, not the spin. We'll cut through the central bank spin and focus on what you can actually do. Self-custody, running a node, understanding why 21 million matters. Let's jump in.
Bitcoin Veterans is building a community where service, purpose, and Bitcoin come together. Through education, events, podcasts, and meetups, they help veterans connect, learn, and find a new mission in the Bitcoin space. Learn more at bitcoinveterans.org.
So, Lauren, let's start with the numbers that have been rattling around the financial press. Core PCE hit 3.1% in January, then eased to 3% in February. Still double the Fed's 2% target. And oil shocks from Middle East tensions drove a 50% future spike. Even break-evens are threatening to break above 2.5%. Markets smell sticky inflation.
Right. And the Fed's own minutes admit progress has stalled since early 2021. Core goods prices are up again because of tariffs and energy. Central banks globally, the ECB, the Bank of Canada, are now eyeing hikes. That's the fiat playbook. Print to fight inflation, then tighten, then print again.
It's like trying to fill a leaky bucket. Every time you pour more water in, the hole gets bigger. That's central banking in a nutshell. But Bitcoin's bucket has no hole. Lauren, how does the protocol actually enforce that?
Bitcoin's code caps supply at 21 million coins. New issuance cuts in half every roughly 210,000 blocks. That's about every 4 years. The next halving is 2028. Nobody can vote to print more. Austrian economics calls this sound money. Scarce, durable, divisible, and not manipulable by governments.
Right, so think of it as a digital fridge that can only hold 21 million cartons of milk. No matter how many people show up, the fridge never gets restocked. Price adjusts, but the supply is fixed. Austrians would say fiat is the opposite, unlimited milk that gets diluted every time the central bank runs the printer.
I like that analogy. And beginners sometimes think sound money is just about gold. But gold supply can increase with new mining, loosely capped. Bitcoin's cap is absolute, verifiable by anyone running a node. That's the operational takeaway. Run your own node to independently confirm supply.
Speaking of nodes, I remember when I first set one up, it took longer to sync than my last hike. But once you see that chain with your own eyes, the trust shifts from the Fed to code. So we know why Bitcoin supply is sound. Now let's talk about how to actually hold it safely. That's the operator playbook.
Good timing. If inflation is eroding your fiat savings, the first operational question is, buy some sats and leave them on an exchange, or take control?
Exactly. What's the beginner playbook?
Step one, choose a hardware wallet. Trezor, Coldcard, Bitbox. Step two, generate your seed phrase offline. Write it on a steel plate, not paper, because fire and flood are real. Step three, set up a multi-sig if you're serious. Two of three with geographically separate backups. That's the begin to intermediate operator playbook.
I've heard from listeners in countries with hyperinflation. They told me they sleep better knowing their savings aren't dependent on a bank that can freeze accounts. Self-custody isn't just security, it's psychological resilience.
Custodial ETFs we covered last month? They're convenient, but you don't control the keys. During a spike, exchanges can halt withdrawals. Just ask FTX victims. Test with a small amount first. Send 0.01 BTC to your wallet today. And paper seeds? They belong in novels, not wallets. Get a metal punch kit. Your future self will thank you when the basement floods.
Noted. Okay, so we have custody friction, hardware wallets, seed phrases, backups. A spot ETF lets you buy Bitcoin in a retirement account, no fuss. When is that okay, and when is it a risk?
ETFs are fine for small allocations or tax-advantaged accounts, as long as you understand you're trusting the issuer, like BlackRock, to hold the underlying. In a systemic crisis, can they honor redemptions? History says maybe not. Self-custody trades convenience for full control. The operator rule. Never keep more on an exchange than you'd be okay losing overnight.
If the Fed prints harder, bank runs happen. Self-custodied Bitcoin is immune. That's the freedom angle. Not just number go up, but you own the exit.
In hyperinflation economies we've covered, people who self-custodied early preserved purchasing power. Those who trusted banks or custodians got wiped out. The playbook is simple. Stack sats, hold keys, run a node.
Bitcoin Veterans is a group of military veterans, and Bitcoin advocates focused on education, community, and helping veterans build purpose and resilience through Bitcoin. From podcasts and meetups to resources and events, they're creating a place for veterans to keep learning and keep growing. Visit bitcoinveterans.org to learn more.
All right, and we're back. So Lauren, let's tie this all together. I'll never forget the story from our earlier episode. A listener in Venezuela said his hardware wallet felt like a lifeline. That's why we keep doing this.
Austrian Economics says money should be a store of value, not a tool for political manipulation. Bitcoin's fixed supply, decentralized verification via nodes, and permissionless self-custody make it the closest we have to digital sound money. Core PCE stuck above 3% is the canary. Fiat softness is chronic.
No price predictions, but the signal is clear. Inflation grinds down purchasing power over time. Bitcoin offers an escape hatch for those who learn the basics. Start with self-custody, even a small amount. Then run a node to verify the cap. Stack knowledge before sats.
Track core PCE yourself. The BEA and Fed sites publish monthly. If it's above 2%, it's a reminder to audit your self-custody setup. That's operational utility, not speculation.
I don't know about you, Lauren, but I'm going to double-check my seed phrase plate tonight.
Just don't drop it on your foot. Steel is heavy.
Thanks for spending time with us on BitTalk. If this was useful, follow the show, leave a like, and subscribe. It helps more people find us and helps spread Bitcoin. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep stacking knowledge.